Here I'm on Saturday evenings at 6 o'clock here on Robinhood Radio with the borderline Dick Hermans, of course, Oblong Books and Music, or Oblong, and we're very actively involved in many different aspects of the community. And we've got a couple of great things to talk about here, as we are an independent, small, local media company, and we think that our area needs independent, small media companies to keep people aware. And Dick is going to talk a little bit about that, and also something else that's also important. Dick, nice to have you on air today.
Thank you, Marshall. Great to hear your voice. I miss getting to the station and doing my live shows. But what I've been working on just about a year ago, Dara Cloud, the former supervisor, Town of Pine Plains, and I were at a meeting. And after the meeting, we said, "How can we reach this community and pull the community together?" And we said, "Well, let's be crazy and think about starting a newspaper." And so we hit upon the idea of doing an online newspaper, and things started falling. We had meetings every week, and Dara knew some writers in town. Pine Plains was lucky enough to have a couple people with really good writing experience. One fellow, Hank Hirsch, had recently moved to Pine Plains, and he had retired after 37 years at Sports Illustrated as an editor and writer. And other people, we had playwrights, Lenora Champagne and her husband Robert Lyons, great fine writers, and Lenora teaches writing at NYU. So we had like this core of people who not only could write, but they had an interest in really discovering Pine Plains. Most of whom the folks we got involved were pretty new to the community, and so that was a nice energy to have between Dara and I, who kind of had our a little background in Pine Plains. I've only lived there all my life, but getting people who are new to the community and excited about discovering it seemed like a good way to pull things together. And so in October, we did our first publication, and we've actually made a pub done a publication every Friday since then. And then something kind of magical happened. We one of our volunteers, Murphy Birdsall, who is someone I went to elementary school with, was moving back to Pine Plains. She had a niece named Daisy Sindelar, who was retiring from a journalism job in Europe. She had been editor-in-chief of Radio Free Europe for 6 or 7 years. So she had worked at Radio Free Europe for 20 years. And she was retiring from that and wanted to kind of locate in the States. And she came over in December and expressed a real desire to like do real journalism. She had been kind of in the administrative role. She had actually been also vice president of Radio Free Europe. So she seemed to like us, and we liked her. And at the, I guess, the beginning of March, she moved to Pine Plains for a 3 month kind of trial situation. And she's been editing our paper and organizing things. She is so skilled. It like just blows my mind. So there we are, and we're publishing every week. It's newpineplainsherald.org is our website. It has all our old articles on there, and you can subscribe and get our weekly feed. And it's been an exciting process.
When I listened to your story, I remember back 15 years ago when we were starting a small independent local radio station. People said to us, "Well, why are you doing that?" And we said, "Well, because you really can't have enough local information flowing about." And here we are years later, and it sounds like it's the same thing with you. Did the name pop right out when you were formulating this?
Well, I mean, the thing that I think got it going really was that we used to have a local paper in Pine Plains. The local paper in Pine Plains started in the 1850s, and we had a weekly paper, sometimes 2 weekly papers in Pine Plains, until 2009, when the Taconic newspapers closed, and that was that. So that that energy of the need actually of finding out what's going on in your community kind of stopped. You know, there's we have at Pine Plains, we have, I would say, the curse of Facebook as kind of the has been our source of information, which just, you know, you don't necessarily get a broad spectrum there. So I think that our reward is that we're finding, attracting new writers as we weekly almost right now, people who are discovering this and say, oh, you know, I want to write. We just added a gardening article, which will happen every 2 weeks by Elizabeth White. And that'll, you know, her first one was spectacular. And Daisy is a super reporter. She is like looking in every corner of Pine Plains for stories. And so it's going to be, I think, a very exciting. It's been exciting so far. It's getting more exciting, and I'm thrilled to be part of it.
You know what we do? We believe in local journalism, not just us. We started what we call the Daily Bugle, and Daily Bugle direct links various stories to all the local papers. Very, very short, brief, but then it gives a link to the paper because we just think it's really important. The more information that's out there, if you want to talk it over with all your people and see if they wouldn't mind us doing that to help spread the word, we'd like to add a few of your stories every once in a while to that location so people can go right to it.
As they say, we will make it happen. That sounds great.
I just think it's so great. So once again, the website is
New Pine Plains Herald at the New Pine Plains Herald .org. Sorry.
That's all right. So now what's topic number two?
Before Daisy came along, we were all volunteer, but you know, Daisy had a chance to actually earn real money in the journalism business when coming back from Europe. So we have given her a salary, and we have to raise some money for that salary. So we're having a concert on May 6th. It is a jazz pianist named Fred Hirsch, who by coincidence is Hank Hirsch's brother. And Fred is an amazing musician. He has been doing jazz for nearly 40 years. He has 15 Grammy nominations. He is considered one of the most accomplished improvising jazz pianists. And I had a nice long chat with him about what he's going to do and his life. He's had an amazing life. You'll just go Fred Hirsch, H-E-R-S-C-H, and you read about this incredible guy. I think a magazine called Jazz, just called the Jazz Magazine out of France, said 2 years ago that there are two classes of jazz improvisers in the world, Fred Hirsch and everybody else. He was voted the International Jazz Performer of the Year in 2021. He is, he's very accomplished, coming to Pine Plains to perform at the Stissing Center 6 o'clock on May 6th. It is a benefit concert. Tickets are $50. If you want to help out a little more and stay for a party afterwards, it'll be $100. But go to our website that we just mentioned, newpineplainsherald.org, and all the information is there about it. Fred is a special guy. He's going to play his own compositions. He's going to play jazz improvisational things. He's going to do his own riffs on American popular song. And also something that he apparently is very excited about performing is Brazilian music. So it'll be a wild little affair. And it's going to be a great thing. And if folks haven't been to the Stissing Center yet, it is an up and coming spectacular little performance space.
I think it's outstanding. I remember when it was first announced, and first of all, how it absolutely drew once again attention in a great way to the center of Pine Plains, and the way it's been put together slowly but surely. It is when you add up the fact that you're restarting an online newspaper and the Stissing Center is there, it's almost like the rebirth of Pine Plains.
Yeah, and that exactly. I mean, a lot of towns around Pine Plains have have gotten pretty jazzed up. Not that Pine Plains is looking to get jazzed up, except on that night when we have a jazz performer. But we, you know, Pine Plains is the next place where things are going to happen, I think.
All right. Once again, the website for the online newspaper?
NewPinePlainsHerald.org.
Dick, it's always great to speak to you.
Marshall, great to hear you. And thank you so much for the help here.